Hey there, this is Jay LaRose, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monsters from the Basement. This is James Downing. We are at the Gatlinburg Horror Weekend, and I'm sitting here talking with Jay LaRose. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing?
Doing good. You had a good time here in Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Gatlinburg's quite the trippy place, and I mean that in a good way, by the way. I drove in from the airport, and it's just wall-to-wall, you know, shops and people and milling about, and it's really awesome. It's very pretty, obviously. We're in the Smoky Mountain region, and it's just gorgeous here. So I'd actually love to come back when I have more time and, you know, be a visitor, a tourist. Yes.
We were talking yesterday. You told me that you'd never been to Gatlinburg before, but you'd been to Nashville. That's where we're based out of.
Yeah, Nashville, man. What a wonderful city that is. I had an opportunity to, they're shooting a pilot out there called Outlaw Country, and I had a little small thing on that, but I had a couple extra days while I was there, and got to roam around the city and check out all the wonderful music, man. I mean, it's known as being the music capital of the universe, probably, and it sure did prove itself to me, because every 10 feet there's another bar with a band playing, and good bands, not just some, you know, everybody's competing for their lives there, I guess, and it shows. It's awesome, yeah.
Perhaps the movie you're best known for is Saw 3.
Yeah, Saw 3. What a lucky opportunity for me as an actor to be involved with such a high-profile, you know, film as that. And it was great. You know, I'm the guy at the beginning who's got all these chains pierced through me, and I have to rip them out before this little bomb goes off. And most people saw it, so we know that didn't work out really well for me. But, that was an amazing thing. A good friend of mine, Darren Lynn Bousman, was the director, and it was just a wonderful experience, and opened up some doors for me too as an actor. So that was brilliant. Yeah.
Now, you also appeared in Repo, the Generic Opera.
Yeah, Genetic Opera. Yeah, that's right. Everybody gets that mixed up. Yeah, Repo, the Genetic Opera, which is a wacky rock opera with some amazing people in the cast. Paul Sorvino, for one thing. Sarah Brightman, the amazing opera singer, Bill Moseley, who we all know, Ogre from Skinny Puppy, Alexa Vega, Anthony Stewart Head, good old Paris Hilton made an appearance in there, and she was amazing. It was just this collection of people that was awesome, and if you haven't checked it out, you should. It's there's nothing else like it. Some people hate it, some people love it, but it's definitely different, and the music's awesome. Oh, and Terrence Zadudich, who plays the Grave Robber, by the way, he's one of the writers, too. So I'm going to drop him a note. And Darren Smith, also a writer. But Darren Lynn Bousman also directed that one. Amazing cat, you know, good buddy. So genius, yeah. Yeah.
I talked to Bill Moseley a few months ago, and he is telling me about how it didn't do too well at the box office at first. And then it was either the director or producer took it around and kind of toured it around the theaters himself.
Yeah, distribution on any film, not just this, is difficult at best. And musicals are very hard to promote. They're not big commercial vehicles. And so they, you know, the production company, they didn't want to distribute it because it costs a ton of money to put a movie in theaters. So, because they're risking it. So they didn't really, you know, rally behind it. So Darren and Terrence, for that matter, took it on the road, went from several towns. I mean, they were, I think, in 7 towns and 7 nights for one of the tours. And just played it and just trying to, you know, grassroots-type campaign to bring it attention. And to this day, I think more and more Repo fans are coming out of the woodwork, and they, you know, someone tells a friend. And, you know, there's Rocky Horror Picture Show, which it's been compared to a lot. And, of course, Rocky Horror is a classic, you know, earned classic. Repo, you know, maybe someday we'll get to that level, you know, hopefully. But meanwhile, I just see every convention I do or people I talk to, more and more people that say, oh, yeah, I saw that, and, you know, it's great. So say you get a chance, check it out. It's fun. You know, it's R-rated, so be prepared for that. But it's a fun ride for sure.
Now, is acting something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I think I always had that entertainment bug inside me, you know, where I want to, maybe it's a vanity thing, you know, I just want attention, look at me, look at me. But yeah, I always did, but I didn't really get into the business until a little bit later in life. I had a regular corporate job for many, many years. And then I was just sitting in my cubicle and decided, hey, you know, I want to try something different. And so I started taking theater classes and whatnot and doing student films, kind of, you know, like anything you want to be good at, you got to get training, professional training. So I did that for years. And then a few years ago, I kind of just went for it. And I was lucky enough to land Saw and other projects since then. I'm in a new, relatively new project called Insidious this year, which is an amazing ghost story that James Wan, who directed the first Saw, directed this piece, and it's really done well at the box office and getting a lot of great attention. It's PG-13, so it's a little more family friendly. There's no blood, there's no, you know, which disappoints some, but and they're reluctant to see it because of the PG-13 rating. But once they get there, I think they're pleasantly surprised that you can be scared without a bucket of blood thrown in your face.
All right. Now, as you look back on your career in acting, and what are you most thankful for?
Well, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to meet all these amazing people. When you go to a film and are on a film set, it's just this huge, huge undertaking with many people involved. You see the people in front of the camera, us actors, of course. But behind the camera, you've got the director and all the producers and all the crew. And whenever I get to shoot on location and whatnot, I get to see beautiful new places. But I'm, you know, it sounds corny, I'm a people guy, though, and I really dig meeting new people. And as a result of that, I've been able to do these conventions, which opens the door to me meeting, you know, just tons of other people, fans, you know, I hope. If not, I win them over. But so it's really just getting to meet and talk to, you know, all sorts of different people. And when I'm on set, I watch the other actors because I'm still learning, you know. But that's what I'm very thankful for. Oh, and I'm thankful for my wife for letting me go out and play. So, yeah.
I know you've done a lot of conventions this year.
Yeah. With Insidious being such a hit, I thought, well, this would be a nice time to hit the road a little bit and do some conventions and meet some people face-to-face. Because the fans, in general, are so curious and have so many great questions about, you know, what goes on. They don't, you know, actors, we take it for granted what goes on, and it's like, yeah. But then the fans, you could just tell that they really are interested in hearing, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, or what was your thought behind doing this or that, or the director's thought behind this. And I love it when I get a chance to hopefully bring some insight to them and you know, give them a little insight into our business here.
And do you have anything you're going to be working on in the near future?
Well, currently I am working on a film called The Barons, which is about the Jersey Devil. Folklore has it that there's this Jersey Devil creature that roams the Pine Barrens, a forest preserve area in New Jersey. And this is starring Stephen Moyer of True Blood and many other things, and Mia Kirshner. And I'm working on that now. I worked a couple days, and I'm going back up in a couple weeks to finish up. And it's going to be a pretty exciting show. It's also being directed by my buddy Darren. You know, we love to work together, so he always, you know, finds a way to bring me in. And look for a 2012 release. And, yeah, it's going to be cool. Again, that's called The Barons.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out this morning and talking to me.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. It's always great to, you know, broadcast like this. This is an awesome way for me to share my experiences, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
And wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.